Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon and it is May 1st, Thursday. And I hope you're having a good May, looking forward to what's ahead in the month away. So let's take a look here. Of course, in a few days, we're going to have the planet Pluto. It's going to go retrograde. So right now he's slowing down. His influence probably isn't that great or as great as it might be otherwise. And so he's going underground, let's say. That means that while his presence is there and you're still going to remember his presence, like you remember a cut, a sore muscle or pain or where you had surgery, that is always in your body memory. So that's kind of like what Pluto is. Even though he goes retrograde, he still makes you remember how things felt. So if you, let's say, when the Sun aspected Pluto and then Mars aspected Pluto, if that kind of made you feel like you were riding the rapids or riding a roller coaster, you remember what you went through and you probably don't want to go through it again, right? It's belting, and that means that we're at the midpoint between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. It's kind of like a mini cycle, a mini turning point in your life or direction and what you're focused on. In May, the planets Mars, Jupiter, Venus, and Uranus all come out of their retrograde degrees and enter new degrees, bringing new experiences related to their transits in your life. While Pluto, the planet of blockages, challenges, mourning, hurt, dire circumstances, he retrogrades. So he goes underground, the rest of the planets enter new degrees, and you're often running in a new direction. Made more so because the planets are in the sign of Aries, which is like we jump into things, we're looking for something new. And at the end of the month, the planet Saturn is going to enter the sign of Aries. Of course, he's in his fall, but Aries is ruled by Mars, and Mars is exalted in Capricorn or the 10th house. So this could be somewhat career or professional related. You might jump into something related to your career, profession, or your job or your work. You might also have to go back at some point when Saturn retrogrades, because he's only there for a couple months. He's only in the sign of Aries, just to give you a taste of what you can do and what's to come. So, you know, we don't want to be all in. We want to have a way out. We want to be able to start something, yet also rely on what we've already done and what we already accomplished, correct? Because in September through about February, these planets, Saturn and Uranus, will both retrograde back into the signs that they were. Uranus, of course, will enter Gemini in July, just for a few degrees, just to give you a taste of a sample, let's say, of what's to come or what you want to buy. Imagine that it's, you know, Saturn in Aries is on a sample stand and you get to taste it, you know, and then decide if you're all in, if you want to buy it, or if you're going to wait a little bit. Uranus, the same thing. So we get a glimpse of what's to come, but we also fall back on where the planets are right now. So there's a lot of talk about, you know, what's going to happen around the fall when the kids go back to school, the holiday season, Christmas, New Year's. And, you know, it's going to be very similar and kind of based on the economics of what's happening now. So all this talk of recession or high prices, it definitely could come true. So when we talk about Saturn entering new degrees into the sign of Aries, maybe you're putting all into something new. Maybe you want to have it in the back of your mind that you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket or all your money into one thing, knowing that we've still got to go through like a little bit of a trying time over the holidays, you know. So you may want to start, you know, saving for the holidays or just have that in the back of your mind maybe. Well, that's all from now. Happy May. This is me from Terry Nazon. Follow, like, and subscribe.